Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And you are listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the Common Sense Show. And we're really glad to be with you. And we have some sponsors we need to take care of. It's sponsors that you need to desperately pay attention to. When we go to war, and it's not a matter of if, it's when, food will be confiscated. Food will be commandeered. Everything will go to the government. And this has gone on before, World War I, World War II. So don't you think you should realize that pretty soon the only food you're going to have is what's inside your home? Okay, so what do you do? Well, you better get the food inside your home. So go to My Patriot Supply. Now, how do you get there? You go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And you say, well, what does that mean? That means that you can get restaurant quality food. You can get 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunch, dinner, lots of variety, snacks for the kids, 2,000 calories per day, and a great savings. And they have all that information at preparewithdave.com. Now, you can wait or you can starve. And I'm sorry to say it that bluntly, but it's true. And if you don't have storable food, you go, how much do you need? There's no answer to that question now. We used to say 6 months, and then it was 2 years. Now it's, you better get every piece of food that you can, because pretty soon you're going to be on your own. All right. I think I made my point. Preparewithdave.com. Also, too, we're going to be talking about EMPs tonight, among other things, with regard to the Chinese threat, with regard to the weather balloons. But if the grid goes down for any reason, for any length of time, you're going to scavenge for water. Do you have water filtration? Do you have sure water filtration? If you don't, you need to get the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. They're number one in the industry. You can see the research at waterwithdave.com. They also have specials. They've not raised their price. And you will be safe if you have this and you have to scavenge for water. Getting the water is not going to be the hard part. There's all kinds of sources you can go to. But can you drink it? Well, if you have this, you can. Go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. So you've got preparewithdave.com for the food, waterwithdave.com for the water. And we got one more thing, too. Mike Lindell very generously has offered our audience the best savings in the country. And what does that mean? That means you can get everything that MyPillow sells for 50 to 75% off. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com/Hodges. That's MyPillow.com/Hodges. Coupon code Hodges, and you'll have a catalog pop up, and you'll see the savings right next to the products, the bed sheets, right, the pillow casings, the pillows, the slippers, the whole nine yards right there for great savings. So go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And if we're going to suffer, let's suffer in comfort, shall we? Take care of your food and water, ladies and gentlemen. And I always say this too. You need it: food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And those are only, that's the starter. I can't say this strongly enough. Before we go to Doug, let me say this. If you don't prepare, you're going to be on the street fighting other people for resources. It's that simple. And when you get your resources, you damn well better learn how to hide them. So we have Doug Fortin, my broadcast partner here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, former combat marine, military contractor, and most recently, a member of DHS. And he has the experience to bring to the table good information, because he's got contacts. I've got some contacts, and you're listening to the show here that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I'm going to brag here for a second. The information that Doug and I get, and we get to share, and we combine resources, I don't think there's anywhere else in the country you can go right now to get the breadth and depth of material that we're bringing you. So please share this far and wide. And I do mean share far and wide. Someday there's going to be an army of Americans rise up, and we will take our country back. We're going to go through hell and beyond until then. But right now, we need to share this information, and we need to grab people right now and say, hey, join us. We're taking our country back, come hell or high water. Doug, glad you're with us, my friend. Everyone's focused on this balloon. I've had my sources today. You've had your sources, and I think the people need to know how perilous this information is.
Well, perilous is a good word. Unprecedented is a better word.
Yeah, I agree.
This has never happened in U.S. history besides Pearl Harbor. And that was out in Hawaii, so we're not going to count that. But in CONUS, the Big Island, as we'd like to say it, this has never happened. We have never had a penetration of our United States airspace. And this is a complete and utter breakdown of NORAD. Not only that, it's a complete and utter breakdown of the Department of Defense and of the seat of the presidency. The president of the United States put every American into great risk over the last 72 hours. He knew, he was briefed, he did nothing. Let that sink in. If these balloons were carrying EMP devices, everyone listening to me right now, you wouldn't be listening to me. You wouldn't have running water. You wouldn't have the fans, the heaters. Maybe your cars wouldn't work. Your cellular devices most likely would not be working. America would have been dived into the Stone Age. And this maniac allowed it to happen. Dave, it's unprecedented. And the fact that no one decided to go above the president's head based off of national security. Like, think about it like this. If China had a aircraft carrier off the coast of the Atlantic, literally pointing weapons towards the White House, or even, you know, let's say they were even launching fast movers towards the White House, and he did nothing, the military has a duty to act. A duty to act. Not a duty to sit on their hands and be told what to do, when to do it. When you have an incompetent leader, you have to think outside the box and do what is right for America. That did not happen. That didn't happen.
Yeah, I hear you. You're exactly right. It did not happen. And why was this allowed to go on for days? This wasn't hours or minutes. And here's the other thing that concerns me. I'm going to have you answer two questions in one. You've got Justin Trudeau, and he's an avowed admirer of the tyrannical Chinese Communist government. He allowed these balloons to fly over his airspace and issued no warning, took no proactive action.
Well, I mean, he's in bed with the Chinese.
That's my point.
So,
that's my point, exactly.
Yeah. And of course, it crossed over the same space, the same airspace where the Chinese are located in Canada. So that should not be surprising to anybody, but it went over the Aleutian Islands, Alaska. It went through Canada and drifted down. Obviously, this there was a mechanism that allowed the balloon to be steered, to be guided. Even if you look at the weather events that were happening at that point in time with the jet stream, it even moved against part of the jet stream. So, you know, at 60,000 feet, don't tell me that this thing was just willy-nilly floating in the air. And, you know what's really interesting is right there off the bat, China comes out and says, oh, yeah, well, we think that's one of ours. It's recreational. It's private. It's for science.
They were mocking us. That's what that was.
Yeah. Yeah. So many other words I want to use. You don't understand how enraged I was watching this unfold, thinking at any moment in time the lights could go out. And no one is prepared for that.
Doug, was it a beta test, in your opinion?
Yeah. Listen, everybody listening to my voice right now, they just probed our airspace. They proved that they could get vessels in through our radar, and there's, you know, like three different layers of radar: ground, in the air, and then satellite, you know, or excuse me, for the radar, and then for monitoring devices. They were able to penetrate all of them. There was multiple balloons. We don't know how many exactly, but there was at least two to maybe eight of them just in America. Once again, some of these may be conflicting reports. Some of them may not be. Really, who knows? But the fact that one of them got through it, if no one knows or understands how an EMP works, you need a low yield nuclear device to explode about 200 to 300 miles above the airspace of America, and then you could potentially get coast to coast catastrophic shutdowns of the power supply. And that's not just the power supply, that's everything that is involved on the grid. These balloons had the ability, the lift capability, to carry said devices. Now, I will say briefly, there are other ways besides a low-yield nuclear device going off to cause widespread power outage. We did it in Iraq. I'm not going to get too particular with it, but there are other devices.
I know how we did it, and it was a combination of satellite and AWACS. I mean, that was two of the things they employed.
Yeah. So,
see, Doug, I can say thing. I was not in the military. Okay, I wasn't a member of Intel. I didn't work for DHS. I can say whatever the hell I want. I know you're restricted by some things, but when you can't say it, I'll say it if I know it to be true.
Well, look, guys, I'm going to tell you everything that I know that I feel comfortable saying currently, because I do have contacts. And my contacts have contacts, and some guys are still alive in the agencies. Some guys are still in the military, and we don't want to divulge too much because of operational security. And also, no one wants to get a visit from three-letter agencies. So we're going to give you as much information as I can, and I'm going to give you the capabilities of what these type of balloons could do, which should scare the hell out of most people. Or, if not, enlighten you. Please allow me to illuminate you on the capabilities, because, Dave, it's way, way more sophisticated than just the EMP thing. They could have done so many other things. Do you want to get into that now, or do you have any other questions?
Yeah, no, let's do that. Well, I've got some questions I'm going to ask you, but you're on a good point here, and I want you to elaborate. What was the operational potential for what they did?
Okay, so here's a few things. The balloons, yes, they could carry an EMP payload, a low-yield nuclear device payload. But, however, you would think that we would be able to see that type of radiation floating in the atmosphere. We obviously have sniffers that should be able to see this, and satellites that should be able to pick it up. But the capabilities that this thing had, not only with gathering intelligence through communication, so anything that is done through microwave, high frequency, low frequency, any transfer of data that goes over any transmissions of the airwaves, this thing picked up. And if it picked it up, it has the ability now to know who, what, when, and where that communication came from, potentially how to get into that communication, to be able to tap into, as we would say, to listen. These were obviously listening post intelligence gathering balloons. But if they can hear you, that means that every frequency is compromised. And I had this confirmed by guys that in three-letter agencies, clandestine and not, that all agreed with me. If these balloons could have gotten and caught any of these types of data transfers, and listen, man, radio frequency, cellular phone, satellite phone, text message, funny memes, emails, all right? Anything that involves you updating a smartphone, a smart device, anything that has wireless transmission or Wi-Fi, this thing scooped it up. It dragnetted the entire United States. And we do know, and Jack Posobiec posted this, and I know a family member of mine that's out in Virginia, won't say where, but that's out in Virginia, who said the same thing tonight, that they had issues with their cell phone for about, I think, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, after this thing was coming within a certain range and passing over them. Okay, so that confirms, yes, it was doing what we thought it was doing. It was interfering, dragnetting. It was capturing data. This is the fifth generation war. The ability to capture data, manipulate data. Don't forget this, folks. 99% of what you have that is a smart device is built where? Freaking Taiwan, China, okay? All the back doors that are built into these systems, the Chinese did it. The Chinese built in the back doors, and the Chinese float over an intelligence gathered balloon. What do you think it's going to grab? Everything, every door it opens, it's going to grab information from. And I want you to consider this, okay? Many years ago, there was a big bumble that happened within certain clandestine areas that you're not supposed to know about because people had smartwatches like Fitbit. And Fitbit was tracking the location of people that were jogging, and then it was creating a map of where they were jogging so that the end user would know how many kilometers or miles they had been running and, you know, calories they had burned and all this other stuff. Well, a place called Area 51 just so happened to be one of them. And you got a lovely, you know, like 3 mile lap course where this dude, I guess maybe prior Marine, is out there, you know, running his daily miles, and it showed up. Okay. It showed up in what we call a black site. You aren't supposed to know about these places, but because of smart devices, now people know. What do you think this balloon did? Anything that is Wi-Fi, from your smartwatch to your iPhone, your tablet, your computer, your satellite dish, anything and everything, it picked up, it scooped up. So that means any base, every base, it gathered information. Why? Because the United States government as a whole went to all iPhones and went to all iTablets, Apple tablets. Where's that all made? It's made in China. Who has the back doors? The Chinese do. And don't forget, if there's TikTok on any of these devices, which there still are, it got in.
Really?
Dude, I'm talking,
okay,
I'm talking
about...
Okay, say
this again. Make it clear for the average person how they were just violated.
Okay. Well, the average person isn't the problem. The dude who's sitting six stories down inside an ICBM, sitting next to a SCIF, a secured server room that is nothing but information gathering and transmissions, where there's not supposed to be any. When you go to a SCIF, all of your cellular devices have to stay outside of the SCIF. But if you have, you know, let's say six or seven cellular devices all outside the SCIF, well, now if their Bluetooth was on, if their Wi-Fi was on, and this thing was able to reach down into the depths and ping it, now we know where there's a SCIF at. Now we know how deep this infrastructure was. It, you could literally map places, maybe even very specifically. If not, you could get a generalization of where stuff was. And Dave, they should have been shot down. They should have been shot down over Canada's airspace. Canada can kiss my ass. We should have invaded and we should have done everything possible before any of these balloons could have came over. We literally had our airspace violated, national security violated by this president. And if this was a beta test, this was probing, okay, how do you know there's not more balloons up? How do you know there's not more balloons coming this way? How do you know there's not a balloon that's at 70 or 80,000 feet that is slowly drifting down that has the EMP on it? Because obviously we didn't scramble anybody to go and intercept anything. We allowed these things to travel from the West Coast to the East Coast. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. It went over Maelstrom Air Force Base. What's at Maelstrom Air Force Base? That's a nuclear ICBM. Okay, there's other things there as well, but it's the ICBM field. And then in Arizona, there was one picked up, and that was traveling from Arizona. You have Three Rivers, the nuclear reactor. That's known, so that's not really, you know, top secret. But travel a little bit eastward, and that balloon's going to cross over into Nevada and into New Mexico. Gee, I wonder what's there. Area 51, White Sands Missile Base. you know, plenty of stuff that you can't get to as a civilian that the balloon got to. And everybody wears a damn smartwatch now. Everybody's got a smartphone, especially if they're a government employee. They typically have one or the other. It all got found out. If the capabilities, like what me and some other guys with clearances think happened, it got found out. This is such an egregious act against the national security of the American citizens. Biden should be tried for treason for it. That's how serious me and some of the other guys have been talking about.
Well, it's not just Biden. If you recall, Afghan debacle testimony in the Senate, General Milli Vanilli said, "If we were going to attack China, I would have to notify my Chinese counterpart."
Yeah, that's who pays them. So this was able to capture data, compromise communications. Remember, the FBI last year said that Huawei equipment was put on over 90 different cell phone towers throughout America. That then was already compromising law enforcement and military secured communication lines. Okay, so if those devices were never removed, what do you think also happened? It just sucked up more information. More information. I mean, it's pinging Wi-Fi on any cellular device that's made from China, the iPhones, the tablets, the smartwatches, from these clandestine bases, the SCIFs, the secret bases that aren't supposed to exist that people know exist now. That's a big deal, man. That's a really big deal. They floated supposedly over Florida in JSOC, Joint Special Operations Command. That's also CENTCOM, Central Command, over South Carolina, North Carolina. Guess what's there? That's Fort Bragg. That's Special Forces bases that are out there. That's your Rangers and your Green Berets and your Combat Action Group, CAG or Delta, as some people would say. You know, and obviously it floated over the FBI headquarters and Langley. So it's like, try to float your own balloon over that airspace. You know what I mean? Try it. You're going to jail for it. You're going to prison for it. And we allowed the Chinese to just float from the West Coast to the East Coast? No, man, that doesn't happen. I guarantee you, if Trump was in office, the moment it was in known airspace, neutral airspace, it would have been shot down. It wouldn't have been allowed to come this far. Neither that, I don't think the Chinese would have ever dared to have done that, because this could have been acted as a provocation of war. What's happening right now in Ukraine? Russia is doing the final big movement into Ukraine. And we're being told now that after Russia is done with Ukraine, there may only be like 15 or 20 million Ukrainians left. That's kind of a big deal. China wants to take on Taiwan. That's kind of a big deal, because we said we're going back to Taiwan. That's what President Biden said. Okay. And now you have all this other stuff coming about Hunter Biden and the emails and the laptop and a bunch of other crap that's coming out. And what happens? What has Doug been saying? Expect something of a 9/11 style terror attack that would take the eyes off of everything that's going on, that makes the Democrats look bad in the media, and it'll put everybody's eyes on the skies, and then nobody will care about whatever else is happening. Now, let me tell you what a few of us have also talked about, is that if the Pentagon was halfway accurate, that these balloons pose no actual threat, then that was what we call a distraction. Whatever was up in the sky that you were looking at, that you were staring at, that all the media in the world decided to talk about, because there were balloons all throughout the world, and we'll talk about where these balloons were also spotted, something was moving on the ground in America. I can't confirm that, but I can't deny it.
What was moving on the ground?
Anything. Listen, anything could have done, anything could have happened. This is what these distractions do. They cause everybody to look up, to panic, and while that's happening, the embedded units that are here, the clandestine units, are moving material, people, weaponry. And you're not going to see it because all people are looking eyes to the sky. Does that make sense? These balloons also, should an EMP event happen, power goes down, communications go down. These balloons could have also been used as relay platforms for radios, for their radios that they probably have hardened or that they probably have waiting in a Faraday cage somewhere or a Faraday bag that you bought off of Amazon. And the moment everybody's communications are down, whoever is embedded in America, let's just say the Chinese and the Russians, just to save face, right? They turn their radios on, and now they can be talking back to command. Because whatever these balloons captured was getting sent straight to a satellite, and then that satellite is beaming it straight to Beijing. So whatever information they have, Beijing has it already. I don't care that we knocked it out of the sky in the Atlantic. They have the information. We lost that. We lost that skirmish already. We got egg on our face big time, and China knows it. Oh, by the way, it's also being reported that what we did shoot down today, because I believe something else might have been shot down over Montana, what we did shoot down today over the Atlantic, now they're saying that our vessels may not get there for a couple of days, and the Chinese may beat us to it.
That's impossible without planning to do it. That's impossible.
Or the Russians. The Russians are on the Atlantic.
Is we're letting them do it.
Mm-hmm. Folks, I have been saying this one thing every week that I have been on radio for a year straight. The grid down is coming. That was the biggest threat when I was in, and it was the biggest threat when I left. And look at what I've been saying. Active shooters are going to grow in intensity, and then the grid down is going to happen. And guess what has been like if Doug knew this was going to happen or something, active shooters have grown in intensity. And then also, now we've had multiple attacks upon the grid within the last 3 months, which is highly unusual because it hasn't happened like that. In the past, all this stuff is building up. This probe that the Chinese just did, they know now more than we know of our own capabilities. That scares the hell out of me.
In what regard?
Because what else can they sneak under our radar?
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I was told. Let's just compare a couple notes here. One is testing radar vectors to see where they could sneak in whatever they want to sneak in, ballistic missiles, backfire bombers, you name it. They were testing our communications grid for surveillance. That was one thing we got. The other thing we got is they were measuring vulnerability for EMP attacks. And that's another thing I was told. And there's a lot of detail behind that. So let's go back to what do you have on this?
All the above. All the above happened. You would not put these balloons together with the payloads that they were carrying and not float them across the Gulf Stream, knowing that they were going to come and breach our airspace, not asking for our permission either, by the way, without putting a lot of thought into it and a lot of effort into getting as much as possible out of this incident. This is an international incident. This could really harm the relations between Americans and the Chinese if it wasn't harmed bad enough already. Why risk infuriating the country that keeps you alive unless you were ready to take them on? You had your man on the inside. You'd already been talking with the people in Davos, the world leaders, getting ready for this event. You know, I mean, we have a food scare in America. We had a pandemic scare. Now we're looking back into having race riots again. Does anybody else believe in coincidences? You know, I mean, this, if you are going to do something to America, this is the perfect time. It's the perfect time. You have the most incompetent government in American history. Not just incompetent, compromised.
Treasonous.
Yeah, the word that we would use would be compromised. And yet, they wanted to say that anybody had anything to do with January 6th was compromised. No, the real compromisation is anyone within the government who even bows their head slightly towards the Chinese. And we know that Hunter was completely on the budget. Dave's proven it for years. Why do we need to keep bringing this up? Because there's merit. Because every freaking 12 hours, there's something new. There has been no letdown. There has been no stoppage of international incidents or daily shockers now. But once again, this is a trial. Are Americans outraged? No, Americans are not outraged. If we flew a balloon over Iran or North Korea, what do you think would happen?
They'd shoot it down immediately.
The North Koreans said that they were ready to have nuclear annihilation upon our naval forces because we, you know, went through like the South China Sea. All right, America is so asleep that you can have the worst enemy to the American government, literally an enemy that seems to have been raised up by God himself to eventually take us down and penetrate our airspace, make a mockery of our military, show us all how captured the seat of the throne of the presidency is, and then say, I dare you to do something about it.
What was the Chinese purpose, though? What were they really, the bottom line for what they're trying to accomplish?
Well, like I said, these platforms accomplished many different tasks. They captured intelligence, disrupted communications, compromised communications, showed locations of clandestine operations, black sites, possibly did some deep scans. They also showed that the practicality of using balloons as a insertion platform for a EMP type weapon could be used and could be effective based off of the way that we react, knowing that we would not shoot down these balloons because, you know, what the threat that it may fall on somebody's house or that it may fall in a field and kill a couple of cows, collateral damage. I mean, it proved everything. It proved we are not ready. That's what it proved. We're not ready for the Chinese. And the Chinese are ready for us, though. That's what that should wake everybody up. The Chinese have talked themselves into this big game of wanting to go toe-to-toe with America. They are ready for it. Or at least they think they are.
Was this just bravado to back us down, or what were the Chinese thinking?
My personal opinion still stands that they're getting ready for war. They probed our defenses just as we have done other countries to see what our reactions are, what our standard operating procedures would have been, how long it would have taken to have a reaction, how long would it take to breach social media, how long would it take to reach mainstream media, how long would it take for the Pentagon or any other government official to give an official briefing on the situation. All these things dictate and matter to the response of a country that you are about to go and invade.
It's hard to take all this in because I always like to look for cause and effect. Was Biden surrendering by his inaction the de facto surrender of the United States to China?
Maybe he did that already. You know what I mean?
Well, I get the feeling, and this is what I was talking to one of my sources about today, there's a big message here, an overriding message. The Chinese didn't have to do this now. I just can't shake the feeling this is for show. So I'm looking at the intent. Is it that, hey, we can, you better back off? I mean, we're going to take the Pacific Rim. Is that what this was about? I mean, what do you think?
Let me give you a quote. Sun Tzu said, "Let your plans be dark and impenetrable as night, and when you move, fall like a thunderbolt." So, because of the fact that nobody knows why this happened, nobody knows what their intentions are, and nobody knows what this aerial craft really was doing, this is great for propaganda and fear, for miscommunication, misdirection, and for all the other things we've already mentioned. I mean, China is on a war foot. I mean, it was last week that we had an Air Force general that said, hey, get the boys back into training, because by 2025, we're going to be at war with China.
That'll be much sooner than that. That's nonsense.
Well, obviously, but within a week after that, we have anywhere between 2 to 8 balloons with all different types of capabilities float across our airspace. Guys, like, probably by the summer, we're going to be in World War III at this rate, or sooner. I mean, let alone we're going to be sending troops possibly to Ukraine. That's my best guess. And I don't like it. I don't like it because I can only give you what I'm thinking about with what the capabilities and what tactical reasons there were and things that these balloons could have provided to the enemy. What they use it for, why they did it, I almost think it's irrelevant. It happened. And they proved a concept. They proved a concept, and it defeated our capabilities. But Palestine would have never floated any balloons over Israel. Iran would have never floated any balloons over Israel. Israel would have never floated any balloons over Iran. You know why? Because they'd all be at war with each other. Immediately. Violating airspace without the proper protocol is war. If you come within, 50 nautical miles of another country without notifying, and this is, you know, military vessels, without notifying the country that you are annexing near, that's provocations of war based off of, like, international laws and other types of known agreements. That's why the South China Sea is so contested. That's why you can't travel in a straight line and you have to zigzag. That way your course can never constantly be determined to be violating international laws. I mean, what happens every time the Russians fly a plane over us? We scramble fighters. Every time we scramble fighters, and we track it, and we monitor it, and we threaten, if you even turn your wing left or right, we're shooting you down. Here's a fun fact that most people don't know, is almost every single plane that goes in the sky from your military has no ordnance on it. has no weapons capability on it at all. It's an empty plane. So the fact also that we launched a Sidewinder from an F-22 and shot down another aerial vehicle over the United States airspace, that has never happened in our history. That's why I'm saying this is unprecedented.
Well, I said to my sources today, I think this is also very symbolic, more than realistic. In other words, I think we're signaling the surrender of the United States to China, courtesy of the Biden administration.
Well, can I bring up a good supporting topic for that?
Go ahead.
What did we ship out to Ukraine? Every capability to thwart a light armored to heavy armored and also aerial invasion of America.
Yeah, the Patriot missile batteries are gone. You're exactly right.
Oh,
yeah.
Tow missiles, mm-hmm. SMAW missiles, AT-4s, Carl Gustav recoilless rifles. Everything. Manpad, surface-to-air portable surface-to-air missile platforms. We sent it all to Ukraine, along with who knows what else. You know how many of those vehicles that got sent to Ukraine that's going to get destroyed, knowingly destroyed by the Russians, that we could have used here to help beef up, the National Guard, civilian response once the militias have to get recreated and then divvied out amongst every county to all the sheriffs. Man, all this transportation that we're sending over there, that's needed for us. If the cartels, if we went blank overnight, or as we would like to say, if the dark hours operations came overnight, and the ability for power was no longer there, the cartels are invading north immediately. Nothing's stopping them. What? Lightly armored, law enforcement with light caliber guns.
Yeah,
there might be a 50s in there, but they have tanks. They have mortars.
Well, the Chinese rockets. Have armed the cartels.
Well, and the Chinese will be in that invasion with them. And trust me, China will come north and south. The Russians and the Chinese will come north and south. The Panzer movement of the Red Dawn is going to come from Canada and Mexico. It's almost suicidal to try and come through the Atlantic or Pacific. If you try to float over here, I mean, you have a very high probability of having your boat sunk. Would they really risk that? Maybe, maybe not. But you can slowly integrate people into a country within a period of 3 to 5 years, saying that they're new tourists or that they're going to be in these areas to be working these mines or these timber fields, or maybe setting up a coalition co-located military base like Canada did. And then you just have forces sitting there. You don't have to completely invade America from the north and south once the EMP hits. You just have to tactfully move in, take your time, gain the acquisitional places that you need, and just sit and wait until you get back up.
Yeah. To me, and I got to tell you, there's division among the people I talk to. I ask them this question: is this more of a symbolic movement, or is it more of a realistic military movement? And the answer I got from one of my sources was, this is intimidation. This is also symbolic, because coming out of Davos, this is no coincidence that this is the shifting of the world policeman status from America to China, and China is saying, we can do this to you and you can't do anything about it. Now, we really could, but not with this government that's in place.
I'm going to pull up a document. And I want to read just a small part of this. Because what we're talking about right now is a vulnerability assessment that just was conducted by the Chinese. And that is what Doug specialized in, is vulnerability assessments and risk assessments. We would assess significant areas and assets, things that were readily identified for what the nation or whomever it was that we were doing an assessment for needed for life-sustaining needs. Okay, so if you're doing this assessment over a country, what does the country need? Does it need NORAD? Does it need the Maelstrom Air Force Base? You know, does it need electricity? Does it need the water? Does it need all the places where you have food? Yes, all of the above. So they identified everything that was considered a significant asset. Now there's some other things in here. How would I say this? I don't want to disclose too much, but intimidation, yes. Because what they did on a world scale showed many leaders around the world what they were capable of doing. And no one could defend themselves. This didn't just happen over America. It happened also over Guam and Hawaii. There were balloons. Guess what is in Guam and Hawaii?
Nuclear missiles for the Pacific Rim.
Yes. Submarines. So, if they have deep scanning capabilities, mapping capabilities, electronic warfare capabilities that would allow them to jam signals, interfere with signals, and also capture communications, well, maybe they just captured where our subs are. And whenever those subs leave dock, now they can track them. Possibly. You had one supposedly over Iraq, one over Europe, one over South America. Everywhere we have significant assets, everywhere we have military bases that are what we would call operational capabilities, a balloon got sent to it. This is more than just affecting symbolism. The symbolism is whenever we sit there and we say that China cannot project their military might. Okay? We say that all the time. That's symbolism, because we say that only we could do that. Look at China. There's no way that they could. Embarrassing their military capabilities on the international scale without conflict. And now they just did the same thing to us. Well, now we can penetrate any one of your airspaces, and we can get right by your defenses. And since you claim to be the most technological and advanced military in the world, explain how we just duped you. Oh, by the way, all of our guys are on the inside.
I don't think anyone got duped. I think it was a orchestrated, catastrophic cowering of our defenses by the traitors in charge.
Hence the duping. I mean, they have their guys on the inside, man.
Well, their guys are the Biden crime family and their associates.
Oh, not just that, though. It's big tech. Big tech had a hand in this.
How?
Why don't they? Who controls social media? Who controls the internet? Google. Facebook. You know, these entities are more or less small kingdoms within themselves, and all of them from Meta, which is Facebook, to Google, to Amazon, they are all military assets. Every one of them is a military asset. And they're all linked hand in hand with China.
See, I think this is the symbolic stand down message for the Biden administration. This wasn't technological. This isn't technological superiority. This was, we're going to bend the knee to China. And you can do anything you want to us.
Well, you know what's funny is that this is the problem with the U.S. We play whack-a-mole when it comes to combat recently because we've been dealing with the war on terrorism. And one of the things that was made very well known to us is that we would send guys that are worth millions of dollars with multi-million dollar vehicles and all the different types of cool, nifty equipment to go and fight more or less people in flip-flops and man jammies, and they would destroy minesweepers, tanks, vehicles that were meant to take explosions from underneath the hole, hence the MRAPs and the V-shaped hole. And instead of making a mine, they would disassemble the entire thing and make it out of a wooden box. And guess what happened? You'd walk right on top of it. You'd drive right over it, and your minesweeper would never see it. So that millions of dollars that went into the research and the application, and then the more millions of dollars of grants that was given to the millions of dollars it took to build all this stuff, and millions of dollars it took to train people, and the millions of dollars it took to send it over to Iraq and Afghanistan, was destroyed by a farmer with more or less $40 worth of wood and some explosives. So China proved a concept that they could float a balloon into our airspace and surprise us all. But I'll ask you this, Dave.
There was no surprise. You don't think we were surprised? Surveilled? No, we weren't surprised. They were surveilled from space.
Okay, then tell me why they're telling us they were surprised.
We weren't. We weren't at all. This is a stand down of the Biden administration.
Lies and deception. Sun Tzu also states that one of the best ways to take down a kingdom is through an art called infiltration, of getting your people on the inside and paying them off just enough so that whenever your army marches to the gates at night, they will be the ones who will come and open the gate for you.
Well, that symbolically just happened.
Yes, it did.
I know. We're going to have to do a part two on this, Doug. We're not anywhere near resolution, but I will tell you, I'm walking away from this saying there's no way we could not have known or responded. We knew when these balloons were launched. We watched the flight of them. We watched them cross Canadian airspace. We knew exactly what they were doing, and we easily had the capability to shoot down. This was a message from Biden. I'm on your side.
Well, let me ask you this. You mean to tell me that for 40 years we know nothing about UFOs, and then all of a sudden we know everything there is to know about UFOs? And by the way, for 40 years, UFOs were not a threat. I know. I read the damn reports. UFOs weren't a threat. And then all of a sudden, ATIP. And then all of a sudden, Tucker Carlson is saying, hey, here's this guy from this clandestine operation from the Pentagon called ATIP. Oh, by the way, UFOs are a threat, and we have been tracking them. We have been interacting with them. And you mean to tell me that we're tracking UFOs? We couldn't see blimps? We couldn't see balloons?
Yeah, I hear you. We got about 20 seconds. Tell people how they can follow you.
If you want to listen to an infuriated disabled veteran talk on the radio, American Vindictus Show at gsradio.net, on Rumble, on YouTube, on iHeartRadio, Amazon Prime podcast, www.americanvindictusshow.com.
Okay, that sounds good. Don't forget the commonsenseshow.com, the commonsenseshow.tv. And of course, we have this broadcast here. Well, this has been very eye-opening, very upsetting. I think we've just scratched the surface. There's more to come. We will do a part two on this. For Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner here in the Doug and Dave Intel Report, I'm Dave Hodges, and we're bidding you good evening.